Good morning, caffeinators, and welcome back to Coffee with Lisa. It's been a while, I apologize, but I have been working on a very special project that I hope you will all be tuning into for the next few days. So this is going to be a tough one. And before we get started, let's make sure y'all have your coffee. Put me on pause, grab that coffee, because y'all are going to need to stay focused because this is going to be a tough one, okay? So pause right now, and when you get back, we'll continue. Okay, so what I'm going to talk about today is very simple. I am going to talk about nothing. I know, right? But hang in there with me till the end, because this is going to blow your mind. I'm not here to talk about your family, your work, or your relationships. I'm going to talk about you. There is a very important question that folks just skip right over, and it is the most important question that you will ever have to answer, and that is, who am I? And I know some of you are just getting all puffed up and straighten yourself up and saying, hey, man, I got that check mark. Well, no, not really. Because if you did, you would not be right here, right now with me. So in order to see who you are, you need to be totally clear. But when you are working on becoming totally clear, you're going to discover problems. And then how do you solve the problems? And then it becomes, why are you here? Why do you exist? Because, you know, we all have a purpose to be here. So when I say you need to be clear, and you say, I got this, no. Because the moment I said you need to be clear, within a split second, all the things that go on through your head about what you need to do, where you have to go, what's next on the agenda, the children, whatever it is, all that stuff that's in your head, and I'm going to call that data, all that data that's in your head is just going to pop right up. So being clear means removing all the data from your memory. That's all the stuff people have said to you, your desire to be like others, basically to covet what is not yours, but it's to empty your mind and clear your mind so that you can let inspiration in. So you're probably kind of, what? Take a sip of coffee and calm down. We're good. Just hear me out, all right? And stick with me, okay? All right. So let's say that you are looking for that perfect relationship. Let me tell you a little bit about me. When I married my first husband, and yes, I've been married a couple of times, but when I married my first husband, it was somebody that I selected. I selected that person because everybody else wanted him. He was popular, blah, blah, blah. After 10 years of being married, he decided he no longer wanted to be married or be a part of a family. It broke my heart. It crushed me. It was wrong in so many levels. I was shattered. But I took a few days to cry it out and just empty my mind of everything so that I could figure out what I was going to do next. And while I was doing this, I was inspired by a thought. And that thought was, this is not about me. This is about him. This is about what he wanted, not me. No matter what I did, no matter how I changed, it was always going to go back to that same place, the place where we are now, right? So I sat him down, we sat down and we had a nice long talk. And basically what I told him is, okay, I'm going to just step back and I'm going to let you do what it is you want to do. And with my blessings, I want you to go and be at peace with this. And most of all, I forgave him. But the inspiration was to let it go. A lot of times we say, yeah, okay, you know, all right, fine, go ahead, blah, 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 blah. And then we spend years hanging on to this animosity, this, oh, that could have been my life. Oh, this could, you know, this and that, I should be doing that. We should have had a great life. Those children should have been my children, but, you know, hey, on and on and on and on. The bottom line is let go. If you forgive something, forget it. It's no longer yours. Remove that data from your memory. I had 10 years invested with this person. And 10 years that I prayed and asked God to please, I just, you know, help me make ends meet. Help me, you know, it was hell. But because I was not clear on what I wanted, because I did not allow inspiration to guide me to the right person, I was in that place. And just so you know, I did that two other times when I finally realized, hey, listen, I'm done, Lord. I'm going to just give it all up to you. And whatever happens, happens. I've been married for 25 years now. And the man that I'm with he's phenomenal. So every day I wake up and I clear my mind of expectations of what I expect of him, because what I expect of him doesn't exist. The only person that I need to worry about is me. And as long as I'm clear about who I am, then he will always be that perfect person. But the minute I start changing him, then I change the relationship altogether, and it doesn't work. Okay, so with that being said then, years of not being clear and letting go and letting the divine or God take over, the right person came along. So is he perfect? No, but none of us are perfect. So because we cloud our minds again and again with everybody else's desires and ideas, we get on the wrong track. We go the wrong path. So I'm going to talk to you about some of the great sages so that you'll understand a little bit about being clear and clarity. Buddha talked about the void. When you are out of void, you'll be enlightened. In other words, remove all thoughts, remove everything, any natural desires or any worldly desires. So the same thing with you. The idea here is to be clear, right? Jesus said, those with a pure heart will see God. Well, when your mind is pure, when your mind is clear, the kingdom shows up and everything else follows you. So when you are clear, everything comes to you and you get your heart's desire. Even Shakespeare said blank and poetry will show up. It means that you can't just grab somebody else's stuff and put it on your and put your name on it and say, hey, there it is, poetry. No, you've got to be clear and the words will come. So what is most important? The most important thing for you is to be clear. Once you are clear, everything will happen. Everything that needs to happen will happen. And all the right people, the right relationships, the right business, the right things will just be there. And once you're clear, everything flows. So being clear because if you are not clear, nobody else around you will be clear. So when I said, if I get up and I impress my expectations on my husband, guess what? He's no longer clear anymore. Okay, here's an example. If you have two magnets and you place them together just right, they will be attracted to one another and they will stick. But you turn them to the opposite side and they will never stick together. And there is the problem. We find ourselves in situations that are not perfect for us. And rather than walk away, we stay and we hope that things will get better. No, that's not going to happen because we are not clear. Are you still with me? Because I'm going to say it again. If you are not clear, no one around you can be clear. Do you understand that? I'm pretty sure you don't. It took me a little bit to get this, and that's okay. Hang in with me. So let's say, what would a characteristic of being clear be? One characteristic of being clear is unconditional. If you are unconditional, and how about you? If you are unconditional, people will love you, right? If you say, I just love you, that works. If you say, I love you, but, well, I would love you if, those are conditions. You remove the conditions and you are clear. So, whatever it is that you want in life, as long as you are clear, you are home free. But if you are not clear, then all hell will break loose, just like in my 10-year marriage. All hell broke loose because there is only so far you can take this. And then things start to happen. All right. So before I end this podcast, I want to make sure you understand. Because look, if you are right now, this moment, doing something that you are not happy with, then you are not clear. No amount of money, education, experience is going to change that. So when you ask yourself, who am I? You need to be clear. Okay, so stay tuned, y'all, because we are just getting started. This is going to be a few episodes. Hang in with me. And this is all going to become a little bit more understanding. Like I said, when I first learned this, it took me a little bit. The truth is that we need to be clear about who we are. So, okay, folks, go get caffeinated. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.